few days ago, I was talking about it taking so long to really get a grip of the feeling. And I mentioned that I believe it will turn around, and rather where it takes an hour to get the feeling to be able to hold it for 10 minutes, it will turn around and maybe only take 10 minutes and I'll be able to hold it for an hour or longer. No sooner did I say that, I sat down the next day, and right away that feeling came about of having the 3.6 million. Stronger than ever before. Now, then the very next day, of course it went back to taking a long time again. And then after that, it got better again. So now, there's quite an improvement in it's not taking so long. It still takes a little bit of time to really get the feeling. But the feeling has strengthened considerable. Now I feel it throughout my entire body, which is kind of hard to explain. It's like during that time, I keep saying the vibration. You know, we match up to certain things, and that's why we always fall into sort of a pattern where we meet up with the same things we are used to. We run into the same things. We have coincidences that line up to bring us the same sort of scenario almost every day of whatever we've been living. And I like to look at that as a bit of a vibration. Not a vibration that's high or low, but just as a vibration that matches what we experience now. If we want to experience something else, it's a little bit different vibration. So as we change our vibrational tone, we're sending out a different signal. And that's what we are doing by experiencing the 3.6 million. And I noticed as I'm doing that, how I'm thinking about it, in a sense, changes how it comes about. First of all, my focus, that totally makes a difference. And I noticed that I hadn't been really focusing very well in the past. And that's okay, because I think it's a learned thing. It improves as we go along. But also, as the feeling comes about, I'm able to hold it longer. And it's sort of hard to explain, but it's almost like I'm adjusting the frequency, the vibration to match that of money. In order to do so, I'm adjusting my thoughts on how I think about the 3.6 million, or how I think about already having the 3.6 million. And that can't really be explained. It's almost like an adjustment. You know, it's almost like you sit in a chair and you adjust yourself a little bit where it's comfortable, and that's sort of the same way. It's something that has to be practiced a little bit and learned before it really kicks in. And even then, I mean, it's elusive thing, you know. And I believe that it becomes very easy in time. And second nature, but right now it's brand new, adjusting the vibration to match something. But I believe as I get better at it, then again, for anything that I want to experience in my life, be it a car or something or whatever, I can match that vibration, magnetically bring it to me, all the circumstances, coincidences, and events that will bring exactly what I want to me. I mean, that's kind of what life is. It's not just of having, it's all the experiences that go along with it, and also partially the receiving of it, and all the coincidences that line up to bring us into a place, a spot, where we, in a sense, receive that item or that experience. So, I sit and I focus on the 3.0 million, having them. until I fully feel it. I feel the joy of having them, the confidence, the excitement, the calmness, all that. And then I hang on to it for as long as I can. And I bring, you know, I bring it more fuller feeling, because the more I hang on to it, the stronger it actually gets. So the trick is, once I have the feeling, to hang on for a very long time. Now that's a little bit harder, because if it takes almost an hour to find that feeling, it's almost like a searching thing, an adjustment thing. It's almost like turning the dial on a radio and trying to find that little tiny station, and just when you get it in there, hold it in that perfect spot where you get a really good reception. But after doing that for an hour, or close to an hour, when you finally get it, you're already a little bit, you know, it's been a long time. So I stay with it as long as I can. Yesterday, I think I had it for probably close to half an hour. It was so strong and so good. It was a really, really good feeling that it's, in a sense, lasted for several hours afterwards, lingering, the feeling, and then slowly diminishing. But then again, I did it in the evening, because it was such a good, strong feeling during the day, I wanted to reinforce it again. So after supper, I sat down and I brought the feeling up again, and it only took, oh, probably less than 10 minutes to get the feeling up, and then I held it probably for, oh, 10 minutes or so. But then I was losing my focus, my concentration. It was wandering off. I wanted to do other things. You know, it's a tricky thing, because you still want to live life. You don't want to sit here all the time, just bringing about that feeling. But on the other side, it's like a job. It's like something we do, we train for, in order to learn this so that we can create more experiences that we want in our life. So this is like a training period. It would be same as running track. We would train more than we would actually do the race part. And so this is training. And I think, you know, the more I look at it as that, as a training period to learn the actual trait or technique to create, then I feel better about it. And I sort of have more patience for it. Yeah, that's a good word, more patience. Because when you sit there for 3/4 of an hour trying to find a feeling, you have to have a lot of patience. And you have to continue to believe and continue to try. And as I look at it as training, practice, then I seem to feel more relaxed about it. There's also the thoughts of, well, been doing this for quite a while and it hasn't showed up yet. Unfortunately, you know, when we think that, in a sense, that's looking at the lack of it rather than looking at the having. And so during that time, we're almost pushing it away. But nevertheless, those thoughts do come up, and in some way we have to deal with them. And so as I look at this as training to increase my ability to do the actual creating part or summoning of the experience and the material stuff that I want to gain the experience of summoning it to me. In a sense, I'm in the training at this point on how to do it. And in many ways, that's exactly what we're doing. Because we don't still know yet exactly in this practice stage where it actually 100% clicks. You know, it's sort of like, I'm trying to find an example, but can't think of anything at the moment. It's like a practice thing. It's like swinging a bat in baseball or in golf. You keep swinging and improving the swing. Now, unfortunately, you know, there, if you swing and you hit the ball, at least you see the ball go somewhere. It might go into the swamp or something. But nevertheless, you can sort of see it going somewhere. And with this, what we see is an improved ability to experience the feeling and the experience of having the 3.6 million. And that is similar to seeing where the ball is going to, because as our ability to experience it grows, so does our ability to create it. Also, as it improves, as my feeling, you know, the experience of it improves, and I experience it stronger and stronger every day, during the day I'm also gaining the same type of experiences that I was getting when I spent time sending love and radiating out love. There's just many more good things coming my direction. You know, people are calmer, more caring, happier. I attract the right people that I need to get something. For instance, I have some movies that I couldn't play on my DVD player. They just would not play, and it's already my second DVD player. I was really getting frustrated, so I decided to stop in a stereo shop yesterday, and I stood there looking at all the DVD players, trying to figure out which one might play the movies that I have. These are recorded movies in a certain format. And a person comes along, of course, and they ask, and then I tell them, and then they go, well, I don't know for sure, which is the usual thing, and I'm right back where I was. But today, the person said, oh, there's someone in the store that will know that, and I'll get them for you. She got that person, the person came, and he knew exactly which DVD player I needed. And it was a really cheap one. One of the cheapest ones. And I says, well, wouldn't one of these more expensive ones be better? He says, yeah, they're good DVD players, but this is the one that will play those movies that you want to play. And he says, even though it's a cheap one and everything, it has the formats and everything that it needs. And this more expensive ones here, they don't actually have it. So ironically, you know, I've been spending the extra money for the DVD players because I thought the more expensive ones were the ones. Turns out the really cheap one was the one in there. So I bought it, took it home, plugged it in, worked like a dance right off the bat. So all the coincidences that needed to fall into place for me to get what I want came into place. Now, this is sort of thing that happens when I spend time radiating out love and sending out love, because in that turn, I'm changing my vibration and bringing towards me and allowing the things that I want, the experiences that I want. And I'm getting these same reactions by bringing about the experience of the 3.6 million. And why is that? Because at that time, when I really experience it and feel it, it feels extremely good and extremely happy, and it's because my heart center is actually opening. So at the same time I'm experiencing the having of the 3.6 million, my heart center is opening, radiating out love, flowing out that energy, and I know the 3.6 million is being created, and also during that time, I'm in totally receiving stage. Now, let's say that's 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. Let's say even I get it to twice a day for 10 minutes. Because once I get it down to the point where it doesn't take me so long to bring about the feeling, well, then I can do it two times a day very easily. So let's say twice a day for 20 minutes. So that's 40 minutes I hold this very strong feeling. That will help to assure that the rest of the day I'm not doing the opposite. Because we look at money and see money a lot during the day. And I have to change my entire thoughts about money. Because everything about money has been towards the lack. And that's, you know, guaranteed because of the lack. And I'm not saying I really lack money. I don't really have a lack of it. But not quite as much as I would like. So let's say there's a pull towards the minus rather than to the positive. And that is because I'm vibrating in a tone that sets the standard for a little less rather than a little more. In the bottom line, there was some negative feelings about money, some fear, issues that sat deep inside me that go back a long ways. And more each day I feel them flowing out or just vaporizing, just disappearing. I can't see it happening, I can't really point at it, but I can feel it. It's just there's different feeling now about money than I had 3 months ago. It has totally changed. So where yesterday, you know, I was prepared to spend $500, I only had to spend $60 to get what I wanted. So in a sense, that's like making $450. I tell you though, the strength of the feeling, like the high, you know, the goodness of this feeling when I really feel and experience the 3.6 million. It's so good that it's all this has been worthwhile just for that feeling. It's a real high, a really wonderful feeling. And, you know, yeah, it's associated with money, but so what? I mean, what does that matter? What matters is that we experience so much joy that it uplifts us, it energizes us. And the whole feeling is very exciting. It has grown 3 times in the strength in the last 4 days. And see, here's this thing where it's almost like you go along, there's a big improvement. Or an improvement, and that gets exciting. So now you feel good about it, and you keep going. And then, for a time, it seems like there's no improvement, almost like you're stuck, and it gets a little frustrating. And then you keep going, and then all of a sudden, there's an improvement. And you go, wow, had I stopped, I would have been just shy of this huge improvement and strength of experience. And it seems like I've been going through a little bit of a bleak period, if you look back on it, where it would have been so easy to give up. And just before this little bit of, you know, improvement, you get a bit of a bleak period. This is actually quite common in creating for some reason. Things almost seem like, for a time, they're getting worse. And then all of a sudden, if you just keep going a little further, they make a total roundabout turn and improve in massive ways. I don't know exactly why that is. It's maybe, you know, a flushing out of negative feelings, emotions we've been holding for a long time. Who knows? I mean, most of us carry a lot of baggage and garbage with us. Let's face it. I mean, we have so many opinions and negative feelings and experiences that we literally drag with us. And then we expect our future to be beautiful and promising when we carry all this garbage with us. Well, I tell you what the future will have in it. The future will have in it what all the stuff, garbage, that we drag along every day, that's what our future holds until we let go of it. Not so easy to let go of that stuff. But it's easier when we have something really wonderful to hang on to. Something that makes us feel really good. And so, you know, in a sense, I am really, really happy I did not change direction on creating. In other words, did not switch over to creating a car and kept going with the 3.6 million because I realized there was a lot of garbage still to flush out. And the experience of money is so much improving every day that when I now touch money, there's actually a good feeling that comes about. I didn't realize it, but when I touched money, I thought I was feeling good, but in the past, I don't think I really was. But now I'm really getting a very good feeling from it. You know, it's almost like I'm having positive memory associations now with money. And some of the garbage I've been dragging along for years that I didn't even know was there, you know, it's stuck to you like dirt on your skin that you think is just part of you because it's been there so long, but it's not. And it has no business being there. So that's why we want to keep going now to 3.6 million. Just keep going and get rid of all that stuff. And I believe that it melts away. The more we improve our feeling, the more we practice every day to improve a feeling about money, the more that other stuff just gets washed away. And I believe money more and more will flow to us in all kinds of ways. Now, if we're prepared to spend $500 on something and we go out and we're showing exactly what we want and it's only $50 when all the other items are at the $500 mark, then in a sense we've made $450 because we have the item and we have $450 now. You see, that's an improvement on money. That's actually an income, although we don't look at it that way. But it is. It's already an expansion of our money, where the actual money we have hasn't so much changed, but it has, hasn't it? Because I have $450 I would not have today. So that's $450 I made yesterday. I have the object I wanted, does exactly what I wanted, actually even better than I hoped, and I have $450. So that's income. That's inflow. Regardless how it looks, it's still there that wouldn't be there. And we have to look at these things because the door opens in areas wherever it can. Wherever there's a possibility, it will begin to open. And there was a possibility, and the door for more financial abundance opened. Now I have $450. There's an item that normally costs 300 and some. And I ran across it in the store next door. And I paid $50 for it. So actually now I have $400. But I have two items. One would have been around 500, the other one 3 to 350. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 50. Which would have been spent. Instead I've spent $100 and the rest of the money I still have. So that's exactly like going to the golf course, practicing your swing and hitting the ball. We've practiced our swing, we've hit the ball, we've gained, whatever, some $700. The two items, plus the money that would normally have been spent on it, we've gained. So that's our swing, that's how we've hit the ball. All these little things matter. Now, this might be a several hundred dollar item, but the same thing could happen with $10. And a perfect example would be you drive up somewhere looking for parking. There's a space open, you drive in. You need to stay there for an hour, and there's an hour and a half on the meter. So that's $3. It's still income. It's still money that is flowing in. It's sitting in the meter, but we're not taking money out of our pocket and putting in the meter, so the $3 are still there. It's the same. So that's, we've practiced, and we've swung the ball, and I'd say it landed right on the green. See, when these things are happening, it's easy to believe. It's easy to get excited. When nothing seems to be happening for a while, and these moments, I believe, are common. And we may go through another one. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen for sure. But I may go through another period where nothing seems to be happening, and then it will be like I've broken through another barrier. All of a sudden, bang, I'm at another level where things click even better. So I believe we're going to just keep going and keep going and keep going. Now, you know, I don't know how long I should keep recording for, because in some ways it almost feels like I'm repeating, you know, the scenario. And I think in some way it's going to be a repeat, but an improvement each time. You know, we go through a little phase where it doesn't seem to be clicking, and then there's an improvement and it gets better and we keep going, and then it's like a pendulum swing or a wave, you know. And I think we just keep on going. But we have to keep chasing the feeling. Sometimes when things get really good for a few days and you get a lot of results from the practicing we've been doing, then there's almost that tendency to let go and slack off. That's the worst time of all times, I think, to slack off. Well, there isn't any good time to slack off, period. Because when we're down and out and it sort of seems like nothing is happening, that's not a good time to slack off. That's the time to keep going. When things are going good and we're seeing the results, no time to slack off. That's when we gotta keep going. It's going good, so let's flow with it. Keep it going. And, you know, this morning I'm doing a recording, this recording, instead of experiencing 3.6 million. So now I'm getting hungry, right? And I'd rather go get something to eat. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit here hungry until I've experienced that feeling and held it in a really strong sense for at least 15, 20 minutes. And then, happily, I can go get something to eat, and I will feel better the rest of the day for having done it, and not guilty about not, you know, having fully went for it and sort of half slacked off, and then feeling, well, can't be expecting much results if I don't really give it all I got. I think what we give into this, we will get back a thousandfold. But we have to be prepared to give our all to this and just keep going. No matter how we feel, something bad happens, negative, something that causes us to feel angry, it doesn't matter. We have to put it aside. We have to continue on with what we're doing. And I believe our life will improve more and more and more and more and more and more. Continuously. That alone could be pretty exciting.